The scale of things. There's a whole country at the foot of the stone, if you care to look. These are the stones we have instead of trees in the north. Our trees all got lost, blown over or cut down long, long ago, and some of them lie there still in the peat moss or fossilized in limestone. At the shady foot of trees, certain things grow. But at the foot of the stone grow the sun-loving, wind-resisting short plants with very small, bright flowers and compact, precise leaves. The wind whips the tight stem into a vibration, but they don't break. The full light of the sun reaches right down to the ground and reflects obliquely and sideways in among and under the snug leaves, and settles on the stone too. Makes a glow there, a sufficient warmth and clarified light. The stunning frequencies seem to get absorbed, and if you stare closely at the stone, it's a calm light, not too blue, precisely indicating its variegated surface. The great stone stands on a different scale in a way from the minute plants at its base. A proliferating green lichen grows on it, as well as round golden coin patches of another common lichen. And only in the earth, right up to the very stone, but not on it, grow the crisp grass and all the tiny plants and flowers, which, together interlaced and interrelated, make the fine springing turf which people and animals walk on.